Good morning, Ken Smith here in the WRL Newsroom. Hope you're having a good morning. First off, let's just point out it is a WRL weather alert day, and you definitely want to keep the rain gear handy. We've got a flood watch is in effect for most of our viewing area, as well as a level one severe weather risk. Expect highs today in the 90s. We're following some other news as well. The search is growing for a three-year-old girl at the center of an Amber Alert you may have seen on your phones. Police in Mint Hill, which is near Charlotte, issued the alert last night in an effort to find Adeline Hochstetler. Investigators say she was last seen by her father back on June 11th. Officers believe she's with her mother, who has custody but may be on the run because of pending court hearings over child custody. Now, police think Adeline's mother may be driving a black 2019 Kia Optima with a North Carolina license plate FFF3959. Well, if you're driving through Clayton this weekend, be prepared to take a detour. Drivers trying to get from US 70 West to Interstate 40 West will be rerouted as work continues on the completion of the 540 project. Crews plan to finish new ramps connecting US 70 West and I-40 West between 10 p.m. tonight and early Monday morning. PNC Arena gearing up for some big upgrades. This morning, the group that runs the arena, the Centennial Authority, will be talking about some major changes. Nearly 80 ideas are on the table, but not all of them will happen. They include repurposing the box office concourse and creating new access points for guests and performers. Major jackpots are up for grabs tonight and Saturday night. The Mega Millions jackpot tonight, $560 million. Of course, you can watch that drawing at 11 o'clock right before our 11 o'clock news on WRAL. Now, if you don't win that one, you can check out the Powerball drawing. Right now, it's estimated at $875 million. That drawing again, Saturday night at 11 before our 11 o'clock news. Make it a great day. I'm Ken Smith in the WRAL Newsroom.